Hello, welcome to Mucho African Radio Charlottetown. My name is Solange Jacquet, Impact Show host. Our guest today is Raquel Smith. Welcome, Raquel.
I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. I guess a little bit about me. I've been dancing since I was four, and I have been able to perform multiple places in the Bahamas and our family islands. I also have a bachelor's degree in marketing that I received from the College of the Bahamas, which is now the University of the Bahamas. I moved over to PEI in 2017, and I have a diploma in dance performance from Holland College. Since then, I decided to stay after I graduated in 2019, and I opened up my business, Ocean Dance Studios, in 2020. And I've been a freelance dancer, choreographer, and marketer. Well, in terms of my art and my work, I would say since I've graduated, I've been able to perform various places within the PEI community. And I did my first showcase, Calypso Secrets, in 2020, and that was basically during the pandemic and things in PEI, which is like 50%, capacity. So I would say during that time, I was a little bit, nervous of, creating a show during the pandemic. But surprisingly, I did an outdoor show, and it was very well attended, and it was very well received. And I was very much, overwhelmed at the outcome of everything that I put into my work. So I would say that basically was, one of the most exciting days that I could, say to this day that really, really made it for me, basically. My inspiration always comes from my country when it comes to, the way I move, the music that I select. But I can surely say since then, and that was in 2020 since I started, like I say, my work has been very well received. Dance isn't like very prevalent here on the island. It is a lot of theater and singing that happens, but having dance shows, even when you have a full house, it's breathtaking. So I am very honored, with pertaining to the community supporting my work, and I've been able to meet so many great people that, supported me and helped me along the way to be able to produce my shows and, and to support me financially in terms of, getting my show started. But it has been very well received, and the community has been very open to my culture and, wanting to learn and enjoying the music. So, I couldn't ask for anything better than that. I only really could always speak from my experience. Being an immigrant here, I would say it's been a process. Like I say, I only could talk based on my experience. So I could say that like I've met, a good amount of people the local community here, and I've been able to meet a lot of people within the Black community. So I'm very supportive of that. I am very close-knit with the Black Cultural Society of PEI. So I'm very heavily involved within that organization. And I've been able to meet a lot of people within the Black community, and we support each other. And we support each other. And it's nothing better than having that community that you can be able to relate to, and speak about cultural similarities and even differences. But based on being an immigrant, it still isn't easy, right? It still is a process that you have to go through to get yourself, sorted out in terms of if you want to move forward with permanent residency and so forth. So it really is still a process. And it's a lot of knowing the system and what needs to be done. So I would say that part is pretty difficult. And, I think for a lot of immigrants, it could be experiences. But I can surely say you know, being an immigrant at the same time, I've still been able to find that support to be able to have people to assist me the best way possible, whether it's, you know, the locals or it's within the Black community. I was able to curate a collective group of fire dancers here on the island. Back at home, fire dancing is something that is very cultural, that happens almost every day or on a regular basis. So this is a part of our culture, performing. And I want to be able to bring a bit of that to the PEI community. And I know there are fire dancers in Canada, but I haven't seen anything happen like that in PEI. So, you know, based on my research and once again meeting people and networking, I've been able to find locals that actually have this wonderful, beautiful skill. And I was able to bring us together and to perform that. Unfortunately, like some days, it was really, really cold, but it was still a beautiful performance, and people were very receptive to it. I would say our last performance, we did have a very big crowd. So that was really exciting at the end, and we had a good time. So there's no complaints in the end. Thank you so much.